worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for listening today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God in the book of Psalms, Psalm 23, beginning at verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And then skipping over into the New Testament, the book of Mark, Mark chapter 4, beginning at verse 35. On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was. And the other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Verses 35 through 41, Mark chapter 4. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word, which is a book of faith. A word whereby you speak to us your truths, your wisdom, your insight, and your promises, and we can simply believe you and believe your word and stand on them and learn how to walk in victory continually. Teach our hands to war, Lord. Help us to learn to put our faith to work continually in every situation, every circumstance. Help us to live and walk by faith and to follow the wisdom of your scripture, your word by which you told us in the Old and New Testament, the just shall live by faith. Empower us more and more to be a people that do just that each and every day. Teach us more and more to be the people of faith. You want us to be, guide us, help us, and mold us into just that. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Our producer, Rick Robertson, is going to share a word of prayer with us now at this time.
God, we're so thankful that we can come to you, a sinful people, washed in the blood of the Lamb, that we can come to you, Father, and that you, a holy God, listen to us, that you attend to our prayers, that you care for us, and that you respond in a way that's best for us and that brings you the most glory. So, Father, we bring our listening family to you. We pray that you would bless them. We pray, Father, that you would encourage them, that you would heal those who are sick. And, Father, help them have a mind that's resting in you, that's depending on you, that's leaning on you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Again, I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. As always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. And would mention that today we're blessed and honored to have with us a guest that's been with us a number of times in the past, Evangelist Herdecine Gorey. And I'm going to let her further introduce herself. Many of you may remember her, but there might be some who haven't met her as well. Evangelist Herdecine, how are you today?
I'm doing well today, and thank you so much for inviting me back once again during this time. Thank you so much.
Right. Well, thank you for taking the time. And as we begin, if you'll take a moment just to further introduce yourself and tell our listeners about you and your ministry as well at this time.
My name is Herdecine Gorey, and I'm the overseer of Night Watch Ministry. And Night Watch Ministry have dealt for years with the broken, with post-abortive women. But more so now, we deal more so in prayer, because I have found out over these years, the Holy Spirit have shown me that so many people gripped in things of the past that's holding them from going into their future. So now I said Night Watch Ministry is all about doing God's business.
That's good. That's good. And if someone happens to want to be in touch with you, your ministry, how could they get in touch with you?
At 203 Road 1203, Nelaton, Mississippi. And that zip is 38858. Or they can call me at 662-963-2776. Or they can get in touch with me on my Facebook page, Hurtising Gorey.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you again for being with us today. And, you know, as we start the topic we're looking at today, you know, I read, of course, we started out reading Psalm 23, as well as read the story of an instance where Jesus and his disciples, in following just what Jesus had told them to do, they went across a lake and a storm came up. And it appeared that basically the disciples panicked. And they, if you can picture them, rushing to the back of the boat, grabbing Jesus, shaking him, saying, "Wake up, don't you care that we're about to die," basically. And he wakes up, he calms the storm, but then he asks them what some would think is a strange question: "Where is your faith?"
Exactly.
And you know, it's so critical that we understand that God calls us to always, always, always trust him. He says, "The just shall live by faith," and we as believers need to learn to put our faith to work continually, because that's how we're to live. So if you would just take a moment just to kind of share your thoughts about just kind of where we are and what we see going on in our culture.
You know, I love that scripture, because it said, "Let us cross over." Mm-hmm. And when we cross over, we're crossing over from the things that we think are so bad to God's promises. But another thing that I love about that scripture that the Holy Spirit has shown me, mm-hmm. one thing about it, they knew where to run and shake Jesus, asking him to wake up. They knew who their keeper was mm-hmm. at that time. They knew that Jesus had the authority over the storm, and they ran to him.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't run trying to jump off the boat and then run to each other and say, "What are we going to do?" They ran to Jesus because they knew he was able.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that I love about that. And it let us know, even in these times that we think are so bad, we run to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Don't run to the situation. Don't run to the circumstances. Run to Jesus, because there's nothing out of his control.
That's right. That's right. Praise God. Praise God. And, you know, we, as we've probably seen many, heard many messages to remind us during this time with all that's going on in our culture, the Bible says over and over and over again in one form or another, "Fear not. Fear not." He tells us, don't be afraid. And why? Because in life, the reality is, in our humanness, if we're not trusting God, our tendency is to be afraid, to be fearful of basically any and everything in one form or another, more or less. And so it's critical that we learn to walk by faith, because that's how we learn to walk in God's power and in his victory as we put our faith to work as well. As we move forward, would you take a moment specifically to pray for listeners to really have ears to hear what God would have to say to them through the broadcast today?
And Holy Spirit, we are coming before you once again, asking you to, Father, just touch each individual, open their spiritual eyes and their spiritual ears. And, Father, in that troubled heart that they are dealing with, Lord, if you would touch them in a special way, so they would know that you are in control. There's no need to fear. And you have told us in Scriptures 365 times, be not afraid. One, for each day, all we have to do is just look unto Jesus, because he conquered the enemy at the cross. And, Father, we are depending on you. And, Father, I thank you. We are running to you, and I thank you. And, Father, let each one that's listening today know they can run to you, their shelter and protector in this time and in all times. And, Father, I thank you in your holy name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. You know, Evangelist Hurtising, I think about this too. A very important truth for us as believers to remember is, as I just alluded to, the God's Word tells us in Old Testament and the New Testament, the just shall live by faith. You know, Habakkuk speaks of that. obviously Romans speaks of that. Hebrews speaks of that. It reminds us God calls us to live by faith. And I think of this very important truth. There's so many things that if we allow ourselves to, that we can be afraid about. Many people may think, well, I'm afraid of the future. Well, the Bible response is have faith in God. Some are afraid of the coronavirus, afraid that they'll get it or die from it. Again, the response is have faith in God. Some people might say, well, I'm afraid for my children and what they have to face in this world. The response, have faith in God. Some are thinking, well, I've lost my job, I'm about to lose my job, or my finances look shaky right now. The right response is have faith in God. We're to respond trusting God in every circumstance, in every situation. Any thoughts that come to mind as it relates to that truth?
Well, the truth is, and the Holy Spirit has been showing me, He's been dealing with me with earrings for the last 2 days. Mm-hmm. And I thought about it when I was in prayer. Why the earrings? Why the earrings? But He showed me yesterday, I have one particular pair of earrings that I wear every day. Mm-hmm. And He reminded me yesterday that let my faith be like my earrings. I get up, put those earrings on as soon as I take my bath, get my face washed, get my hair combed. I put on these particular earrings, mm-hmm. and I keep them on all day long. And the only time I take them off is when I get ready to go to bed. Hmm. So the bottom line of it is, He showed me this is how faith is. We wake up with faith. We go to sleep with faith because we know that He's taking care of us. And then He showed me another part about some diamond earrings I had bought years ago. And I gave those diamond earrings to my only granddaughter, my precious granddaughter. Mm-hmm. And He showed me that I am that diamond, and each one of us are that big old piece of black coal that would turn into that precious diamond. And He purchased each one of us at the cross. Mm-hmm. So why would He let go of this precious diamond that He died and bled for on the cross? We're in His hands. We are precious, and He didn't suffer just to throw us away. Mm-hmm. He suffered to keep us.
That's right.
We are that diamond. We are the apple of His eye, and all we have to do is just trust Him, not to let go of the faith. And when I put on my earrings this morning, I thought about it. Wow, this is faith. I walk in faith. Mm-hmm. If I could put on these earrings, this is what I should get up knowing. That I'm kept by Jesus' blood. He died on the cross. And I'm precious in His sight. And that's with each one of us.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. Our faith is to be at work in all circumstances. And, you know, the Word of God tells us in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.
Exactly.
Some believers, I think for many believers, they need to be taught this important truth that spiritually, in the true sense of the word, spiritually, we leak. And we need to replenish our faith every single day. And one of the ways whereby we do that is we stay in the Word of God every day. It's not a mental exercise. It's putting your faith, your spirit, trusting in God's Word. And again, we nourish and build our faith stronger and stronger as we spend time in His Word.
That's right.
We're coming up on a break, and we'll pick up on the other side. Our phone guest today is Evangelist Hurtasine Gorey of Night Watch Ministries. We'll be right back.
To believe in what He promised. smile, he sees great. When we speak doubt, he speaks faith. Time to believe in what God says.
Forever Jones, Time to Believe. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Our phone guest today is Evangelist Hurtasine Gorey. She's the director of Night Watch Ministries. And Evangelist Hurtasine, share with our listeners again, if they'd like to get in touch with you again, how can they do that?
Hurtasine Gorey at 203 Road 1203, Nelson, Mississippi. And that zip is 38858. And they can call also at 662-963-2776. Or they can get in touch with me on my Facebook page, Hurtasine Gorey.
All right. Thank you then. I'm going to let you go ahead and share some more. The Lord has put some things on your heart that you feel the Lord has let you know people really need to hear. With all that we see, the challenges that are going on in our society today.
Well, about 3 weeks ago, the Holy Spirit started showing me while I was in prayer. And I'm an early morning. He wakes me up early in the morning, and I always ask him, who do I need to pray for? And lots of people, I don't even know. Sometimes he would just give me a phone number. Mm-hmm. So I was in prayer, and when I finished praying, he just turned me over, and I picked up the phone, and I dialed this number. And when he told me to say, when the person answered, be not afraid. And when I said that, this young man started weeping, just weeping. And he said, oh, I know this is God. Oh, I know this is God, because he said, I'm in so much fear, I can't even get out of bed. And he said, my sugar have gone up to 400, and I can't get it down. I am so fearful. I'm going to die. Mm-hmm. So God, I told him what God had said and how special he is to God, because God's eyes were on him. Because why would I call?
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, he said, I know this is God. So the next day he called me. And he told me that his sugar had gone down to whatever where it needs to be, and that he was just so thankful because he knew it was God that called, that had me to call, because he was gripped with fear. He couldn't even get out of bed.
Mm-hmm.
And then God, you know, God always shows me things in the spirit through the natural.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was cleaning my bathroom, And as I was cleaning it, I was cleaning my commode, the Holy Spirit spoke and he said, this is how fear is. You have to keep, it's like cleaning your commode. You have to keep washing it and scrubbing it with, and this is how fear is. You clean it with the blood of Jesus. Whenever fear comes, wash that fear with the blood of Jesus. This is not of me. And I said, thank you, Lord. So I sent the message out, and people started responding. Yes, I'm gripped with fear. I'm gripped with fear. Well, the fear is doing more damage than the coronavirus. Fear are gripping people so that they even think they're sick. And God did not give us the spirit of fear. So my point is, and I tell everyone when they call me, pray for me because I'm so fearful. This is what I tell them. God did not give you the spirit of fear. It's a spirit. It's an it. That means it did not come from God.
That's
so
right.
Every time you have, you're bound down to fear and it's taken the place of God in your life, you have made fear your God. When God is above anything we can go through, there's nothing above the cross. So why do you give in to fear, which is a spirit from the enemy, when Jesus defeated the enemy at the cross? So people are going, they're looking at the circumstances, and it's blinding them to what Jesus did on the cross.
That's something.
If I looked at my Facebook page yesterday, no one had anything on Facebook about Palm Sunday. Mostly all they had on there, the coronavirus is doing this, the coronavirus is doing that. The enemy is doing a wonderful job. He has people's eyes and attention off of Jesus. And that's what fear is doing. That's what has been on my heart so heavy. And sometimes I just cry. Because, Lord, Jesus, you did all of this for us on the cross. You suffered all of this for us on the cross. And yet, man is running in fear. But what I do love about the disciples, and when you read from Luke 17, they ran to Jesus. And that's where we need to run.
Amen. Amen. And, you know, I think of this, Evangelist Hardison, as we look at the powerful story of the cross, there's so many truths and insights and encouragements that are found in the powerful story of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we see Christ in his humanness. He's God in the flesh. He's God the Father, he's God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all in one. And the beauty, too, is that he came as a human being, and he submitted himself to doing what the Father wanted him to do. And he allowed himself, in many ways, to be subject to people. And when you read through the Passion, you see where people abused him. They slapped him, they hit him, they spat on him, they did all sorts of terrible things, put nails in his hands and crucified him. But it was only because Christ allowed it to happen. And in love, he obeyed God because he knew that was what needed to happen for us to be saved. But yet, in someone reading that, if they think, well, maybe the Lord just wasn't so powerful because he let that happen. No, Jesus is all powerful. He is El Shaddai, the God who's more than enough. And when you look at the story of the resurrection, so many different sides of it remind us of that. Because, you know, the powerful Roman army, which was the tool whereby Satan brought the crucifixion about, Roman soldiers, those same soldiers that abused him and misused him, those soldiers fell like dead men at the resurrection. They couldn't do a thing because they couldn't prevent it. And that represents what man is before God. We're helpless to resist God. Why would we want to resist God? And so the most powerful army in the world was helpless before the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. That's the God we serve, and he's all-powerful.
And this is a God we serve, even with this that's going around. It has no power. Because Jesus did it all. And just like you said with the Roman soldiers, and he said, who do you seek? And they said, Jesus. And they say, he said, it is I. All of, they couldn't even take it. So We are running to the circumstances and running in fear and hiding our heads in a hole like an ostrich. Mm-hmm. Rather than running, now we don't even have to run. All we have to do is seek Jesus' presence.
Look to him. Look to him.
That's all we have to do. Mm-hmm. And at this particular time, I have to stay in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
I have to stay before God. Prayer is my covering, mm-hmm. and prayer is a part of the ministry. And I love prayer.
That's good.
Because
that's good.
I love God's presence, but even now, it's taking even more, and especially with us being in Holy Week.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
My time, my one-on-one has to be with Jesus, because he's the answer, the solution to everything we're going through.
That's right. That's right. Well, you know, I think of this too, and just heard a scene, if a listener is listening now and they're thinking to themselves, well, Evangelist Herdesine, I want to put my faith to work. How do I aggressively put my faith to work? If someone asks you that question, how would you respond?
Put on your earring. God shows me. We have that. I told you, he shows me things in the natural, but in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
When I put on those earrings each morning, I'm putting them on by faith.
Mm-hmm.
If those earrings get a little torn and worn, I'm going to patch up those earrings so they'll last a little longer.
Mm-hmm.
If I lose one, then I go buy another pair because one just won't do.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can do this in the natural, make sure we keep everything together, well, who do you think is giving us the ability to even go buy another pair? Or put it together. The wisdom comes from God.
That's right.
How do we live? How do your faith increase? Seek God through his word.
Mm-hmm.
But as you are seeking him, he's seeking you even more.
That's
and the
right.
natural
That's
things right. we do, we are doing it by faith. You get up, you go to bed at night, knowing that you're going to be taken care of. You lock your door. It's not the door that's keeping you.
Mm-hmm.
It's faith that you have in the door. So why have faith in the door lock? Put it in Jesus. Nothing can come through his blood.
Amen.
So
Amen.
Faith is no more than exercising what you do in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same in the spirit.
Praise God. Praise God. You know, Ephesians, I'm going to read Ephesians 6, verses 10 to 20. It's about spiritual warfare, but a powerful part of it is us putting to use the weapons God has made available to him, one of which is faith. Of course, faith is a powerful weapon all in and of itself, but it speaks of other weapons we put to work as well. Ephesians 6, starting at verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful of this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints, and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains, that in it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, verses 10 through 20. Any thoughts that come to mind immediately from that passage?
Yes, the spirit of truth.
Mm-hmm.
The truth. The truth is Jesus is Savior.
Amen.
The enemy is a liar.
Mm-hmm.
The truth is we have to realize who Jesus is. It's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line of it is we have to put aside the internet. We have to put aside the TVs. We have to put aside everything of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And ask Jesus to pull us closer and closer to his breast. And see, we have to ask him. He's not going to come down and ask us. We have to ask him to pull us closer because Jesus has already done it on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to make, what is your priority? Is your priority looking at TV or staying on Facebook until you fall asleep? What time did you spend with Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
What is your priority? Getting up, rushing to work early in the morning with a cup of coffee? Where was your time with Jesus?
That's right.
So this is the reason we have so much fear, because we don't know the truth. And the truth is Jesus Christ. He died on the cross, and Satan is a liar.
That's right. That's right. The Word says, 1 John 5:4, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. We trust him in all circumstances. We're coming up on a break. We'll be right back. Our phone guest today is Evangelist Herdiseen Gorey of Night Watch Ministries. We'll be back. Music of Planet Shakers, Only Way. A good reminder that Jesus Christ is the only way and he can be trusted in all circumstances and all situations. Our phone guest today is Evangelist Herdiseen Gorey. She's the director of Night Watch Ministries. Evangelist Herdiseen, share with our listeners one more time, if they'd like to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Herdiseen Gorey, and I guess I need to spell my first name, H-E-R-T-I-C. I-N-E. Gorey is G-O-R-E-E. So Herdiseen Gorey at 203 Road 1203, Nelleton, N-E-T-T-L-E-T-O-N, Mississippi, and 388 is a zip code. Or they can get in touch with me at 662-963-2776 or on my Facebook page.
All right. Okay, then in this last segment, then, any additional insights or truths you wanted to share with our listeners about learning to walk in faith and not in fear?
A lot of time we think that fear is so, have you gripped so badly. When trouble comes, there's no way out. Mm-hmm. But there is a way out. And as you were on the break, the Lord started showing me, you know, I always tell you that he shows me in the spirit through a natural.
Mm-hmm.
And I started looking at my nails. I hadn't been able to go to the nail shop since all this happened, and the nail shop is closed. Mm-hmm. Well, I always keep my nails very, 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 very pretty. And the coat of fingernail polish they have on here is for my nails because they're weak.
Mm-hmm.
Well, since I hadn't been able to go, all that is breaking off. My nails have broken off, and the polish is all scattered out.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed under this polish that I thought was keeping my nails strong, my nails are growing out from under the polish now, mm-hmm. and my nails are strong.
Mm-hmm.
So God started showing me this is how it is with everything we go through.
Mm-hmm.
Under the blood of Jesus, there's always victory.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how bad the circumstances look, even if you think you just can't make it to another day,
mm-hmm.
you will come out.
That's
because
right.
you're covered by the blood of Jesus.
Mm.
My nails are growing out now, and they are strong. They're not breaking.
Praise God. That's good. That's a good picture, a good analogy. And, you know, I think of this, too, that like I know a metaphor that I've heard that I think powerfully helps us better understand some truths about faith is that, as one minister put it, faith is like a four-speed car, a standard shift. You have to learn how to shift it into gear. And if you don't shift it into gear, it won't shift itself. Mm-hmm. Whereas people make the mistake of thinking it's like an automatic car. You just get in and put it in drive and drive it. Not your faith. Because the reality is if we don't shift our faith into gear, we don't get the benefit of it. So we need to learn. And you've touched on it. Like, for example, you mentioned, for example, God has you praying more. You know, praying in faith is one of the ways we shift our faith into gear. But, you know, I think of this, and I want to ask you to share your thoughts on this. Some other ways we shift our faith into gear is by obviously reading the Word of God, but also speaking God's Word. When we speak words of faith, that's another way to put your faith to work. Also, when we give thanks and praise to God for the promises and for Him keeping His promises, that's another way to put our faith in gear. Also, live a life of expectation. Expect God to keep His Word rather than acting like God's not going to come through. So those are just a few ways we can put our faith to work. But again, we have to deliberately take a step to put it in gear, because kind of like a light switch in your house. You can have electricity in your house, but if you don't know where the light switch is, you don't get the benefit of it till you turn the light on. But any thoughts that come to mind about those truths?
Through prayer, we have that one-on-one with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
We know His voice, we know His aroma, and we know when He tells us something, we can stand on it.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, my grandson and his wife, I was at a wedding with a prayer covering at a wedding back in December, and when I was walking down the aisle, I looked at my granddaughter-in-law, and when I looked at her, the Holy Spirit said, a baby girl is coming. And so after the wedding was over with, I called her to me, and I told her, I said, a baby girl is coming. She said, oh, no, it's not me. And so she called my grandson. I said, a baby girl is coming. Oh, no, it's not me. 2 weeks ago,
mm-hmm.
I got a phone call.
Mm-hmm.
She's already 8 weeks pregnant, so that makes her 10 weeks pregnant now.
Mm-hmm.
So when they told me, I said, okay. It's a girl.
Mm-hmm.
And so they asked me, well, how do you know? I said, the Holy Spirit told me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we hope. I said, no, I know the voice of the Holy Spirit,
mm-hmm.
and I trust Him.
Mm-hmm.
When He tells me something, I believe it. So I'm saying all this to say, we know when we spend that time with Christ,
mm-hmm.
we know His voice, and if He tells us, it's okay. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
If He tells us that it's danger, it's danger. about about 4 weeks ago. He told me danger was coming. And I thought, oh, man. But when he tells us something, we can rest assured. Spending that time one-on-one with Christ is like spending that time daughter and father, son and father. And that's how we pull closer and closer to him. Can everyone do it? Yes. All of us can do it because we are his child. And he wants to hear our voice.
That's right. Every believer in the world. And, you know, I think of this to Evangelist Hurtising. There are people who are listening. Some of them may not be saved. They may not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Well, actually, today is a good day to get saved because many people who don't know the Lord are afraid because they're seeing and experiencing things they've never seen or experienced before. Of course, everyone is. But the fact is, we can always rely on God because he's bigger than all these challenges, all these problems, all these difficulties. And he's the only one we can put our faith and trust fully in. And so I want to challenge every person listening. If you're not saved, you're not sure that you're saved, today is an excellent day to get saved. I want to invite you to pray this prayer with me. If you're not saved, again, simply pray this quietly wherever you are with me because, again, the Lord wants you to be saved, to be a part of his family, and he can protect and take care of you in a way that no one else or nothing else can. Just pray this prayer with me, every person that's not sure if you're saved or you know you're not saved. Just pray it with me. Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much that you came into this world. You lived, you died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, I repent of all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong I've done. Come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. Make me the person you want me to be. In the Bible, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your spirit. Help me to live a life where I can trust you and look to you in all situations. A life for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And if you just prayed that prayer, we would invite you to please get in touch with us because we'd like to send you some literature that'll help you begin to grow in your newfound faith to become strong and vibrant in that walk. But my email is jparker@afa.net. Again, that's jparker@afa.net. Or you can call us at 662-844-5036, extension 381. We definitely would like to be in touch with you then. So, well, Evangelist Hurtising, our time is almost gone, but any last few words of encouragement and wisdom you'd like to share with our listeners?
For each one that I saw coming to Jesus and falling on their knees, I want you to know, no matter what you have done, nothing is above the cross.
Amen.
And God forgives us of anything we've done. He just wants your heart to seek him. And I'm so thankful you made that invitation because the world is looking for a solution, and
that's
the solution is Jesus Christ. And I thank you.
That's right. That's right. He's the solution to every problem, every challenge, every difficulty, every storm. Jesus really is the answer. And Evangelist Hurtising, I want to ask if you'll share your thoughts on this too. You know, we've really been promoting and encouraging believers to pray the Psalm 91 prayer every single day. And one of the reasons being is because it's a powerful weapon of divine protection based and drawn from the Word of God. And any and every believer can put it to use. And we're challenging believers to pray that every single day, knowing that God is bigger than the coronavirus and bigger than all the other storms a person can ever face. And so that's one way to put your faith to work every day by praying Psalm 91 every day. Any thoughts that you'd like to share along with that?
In the shelter of the Almighty, nothing can touch you there.
Praise God.
He's our shelter. He's our shield. He's our protector. Nothing can touch us there. But I think until we can get it in our man, that Jesus is real, that he's our protector. When we get it in our mind, then it's transferred to our heart, we will know. In that secret place, it's only me and the Father. And he's so vast and so great. It's only me and my Father. Then it's just me and your Father. Each one of us are precious in his sight. And it's a one-on-one encounter, no matter how many of us are in that shelter place with Jesus. It's still a one-on-one.
Amen.
And that's the beauty of God.
That's right. That's right. Let me say this, too, before we our time runs out. My email, again, is if you want to get a copy of the Psalm 91 prayer, please do email us, because we want you to get it to pray, for you to pray it over yourself and your family every day. But also, please do not only use it for yourself, share it with other family members, coworkers, family, church family, everyone, because that psalm is in everybody's Bible. But a lot of believers don't know how to put it to use in prayer. So again, my email is jparker@afa.net. To email us to get the Psalm 91 prayer, again, jparker@afa.net. Start praying it every day over yourself, your family, and share it far and wide as the Holy Spirit leads you to as well. And Evangelist Hurtising, share with our listeners one more time if they want to get in touch with you.
You know, I never did give my email address that I can be emailed for prayer.
Okay.
It's hurtising@bellsouth.net.
Okay, say it one more time.
hurtising@bellsouth.net is my first name.
Amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Hurtising. Once again, it's always a privilege and a blessing to have you come on.
Thank you so much.
All right.
And I want to be blessed.
Thank you. Thank you. I want to encourage every single listener, pray for Evangelist Hurtising and Night Watch Ministries. And we want to encourage you not only seek God to help and protect you, but become an aggressive witness for Christ. Remember, the world is so fearful, and every believer can be a bright, shining, and bold witness for Jesus Christ, pointing them to the answer to all, the answer to not only the coronavirus, but every other problem, Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening. As always, we appreciate you being a part of our listening family. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.